parks and BDS items remaining, I believe. So Mike, Paul, come on up. Okay, Mike, why don't you go? I think you're first in order. Sorry, Paul. Somebody has to be last. This time it's going to be you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Members of council, I'll keep this very short. You know, as I discussed Tuesday in the equity discussion, the access and equity theme in our strategic plan calls for two primary actions, focusing on closing gaps in our community for those who don't have access to parks and programs, and secondly, improving our outreach, communication, partnerships, diversity, and support, and inclusive customer service. And I'd say that this package that we're here to talk about today, PK09, the Sun Schools and Aging Service Pass-Through, is something that helps accomplish both of those goals in our strategic plan. In short, this package, the request is $347,909. That is to do two things. It's to help fund aging services and Sun Schools. It is money that we pass through to the county. Last year, at the 11th hour in the budget discussions, we avoided having to close some Sun Schools with a one-time, one-year funding source, which provided these funds, about $348,000. And this package would just move that to ongoing funding, just from one time to ongoing. I think everybody has been a tremendous supporter of Sun Schools. I know the mayor's had conversations with Chair Madrigal about expanding the program, but all of this is assuming that the current level of service and our current commitment remains in place. This would just move that one-time funding to ongoing. So happy to answer any questions on that.
Just to clarify, is that all of the Sun School money that's in flux? What's in the parks request is both the pass-through to Multnomah County and our three Sun Schools that were at risk?
No, Commissioner. It's just $136,000 in pass-through money. Now, this current year that we're in, that was also matched by the county equally. So we're assuming that the same kind of thing would happen with the county side, but we don't have confirmation of that. So we're just asking for the portion that we have in the budget this year for those two pass-throughs, and it doesn't affect, and there's no proposal to reduce our Sun School participation.
Not to expand it under the park request.
Correct.
And the same for aging services.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I thought the aging services was part of this agreement that you and Chair Madrigal came up with, where the county was going to assume funding for the aging services.
It is, but that's obviously still a proposal, just like everything else is at this stage of the budget process. So.
Right.
Mike, I can't expect you to resolve an issue that has bedeviled the entire county for years, but out of respect to Pauline Anderson, I need to raise her point that the S in Sun stands for schools. So we're calling these things Schools Uniting Neighborhood Schools, and at some point we should resolve that issue.
Okay. Like the Mac.
The grammatical police have arrived.
But calling them unschools doesn't quite work, I don't think.
We'll park that with the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yes, right. Yes, we will. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.